Welcome to Local Hits. I'm Ben Albert of the Rochester Business Connections Network. Local Hits is where I rebroadcast some of the absolute best podcasts from the region, full episodes in their entirety. This way, you can gain more value from other leaders in the community, other voices in the community. Today, we listen to an episode of the Build Your Business Better podcast with Andrew Biernat. This episode is entitled Ben Albert, Marketing Genius, talks about influencers, finding your niche, and how he fought against his personal demons by starting his own business. Yep, you guessed it. I am Andrew Biernat's guest on this episode, and it's part one of a two-parter that I did with Andrew for Build Your Business Better. Next week, we will rebroadcast round two. Enjoy this. I encourage you to subscribe to the Rochester Business Connections Network if you haven't yet. And when you're finished with that, check out the show notes and subscribe to Build Your Business Better podcast with Andrew Biernat. Enjoy the show.
Welcome to the Build Your Business Better podcast, where we talk about the art and science of running a successful business. I'm your host, Andrew Biernat. What's going on, gang? I'm with Ben Albert from Belbert Marketing. He is a marketing genius, and he's also got his own podcast network. And Ben and I just got done recording a podcast for his podcast show, and now he is gracious enough to be on my show. So we're doing a double header today. So I definitely encourage you guys to check out my episode on Ben's podcast. And I guess, Ben, share with us a little bit about your podcast network that you're building.
Well, first off, Andrew, thanks for having me on the show. You're the second person ever to call me a genius. The first was my mom, so I don't know if I'm quite at that level yet. But yeah, I just announced, as of this conversation, I haven't announced it, but I'm about to next week. So when you're listening to this, it just was announced. I have a podcast called Rochester Business Connections, but I also have a lot of interests. So this podcast ended up becoming multiple podcasts where there's Rochester Business Connections. We highlight industry leaders, business people, entrepreneur, anyone kicking butt in the Rochester, Western New York region. Great conversations on business, personal development, anything you can imagine on Rochester Business Connections. That's a show that Andrew was ultimately just on. We just recorded it. We're doing these back to back. But then I decided to expand. I, through mentorship groups and listening to other podcasts, like literally I would listen to a podcast and I'd love it. So I'd get on LinkedIn and literally just message the person and say, hey, I listened to you on this podcast and I loved it. Here's three quick takeaways. And it was just me kind of just being kind. And then I realized, follow-up question, can you come on my show? So then I launched Learn, Speak, Teach, where I could expand outside of Western New York and talk to any kick-ass, amazing person in the United States, in the world, really. So Learn, Speak, Teach is a mentorship business show. It's the exact same show, but it's getting out of the Western New York region throughout the entire world, and I'm going to get huge names on the show. I've got big plans for big names on Learn, Speak, Teach. Then there's 5-Minute Fridays, which again is part of Rochester Business Connections, but it's quick and easy business tips for busy people that want to learn more and be efficient with it. They don't always want to listen to the 30, 45, 60-minute segment. They don't always want to skip around. They want the content. They want actionable insight right off the bat. Boom, let's dive into it. So I started 5-Minute Fridays, where it's actually a blog as well, where I'll post the transcript as a blog post. There's infographics, and I'll post the audio so you can read it, you can look at the graphics, you can skim it, or you could listen to the audio you can read along, you can listen to the audio on the go, but it's quick and efficient business tips. And then there's Ben's Bites. I'm like exhausting myself. And I've only released one. As of this episode, there'll be two episodes of Ben's Bites, but I kind of want to move away from business with some just things that I'm interested in. So I talk about childhood. I'll talk about marketing. I plan on talking about sports a little bit, music. And it's really just journal entries that I take the entry and then I bring it together and I turn it into like a 3 to 5 minute bite. So then there's Ben's Bites that I just launched, and that's just all me. So we've got Rochester Business Connections. We've got Learn, Speak, Teach, the national show. We got 5 Minute Fridays, which is collaborative. I forgot to mention this. I am currently seeking collaborators. I want to do maybe one a month maximum. Every Friday, I want a different voice. I want a different person. I want a different expert in different industries to collaborate. So every Friday, we can get a holistic approach of business and personal development, the whole shabam. So there's that show. Then there's Ben's Bites. There's Rochester Business Connections. There's Learn, Speak, Teach. And then there's podcasts like Andrew's that I listen to, or Normal Lies podcast with Linda Healer, or Time Out with Leaders with Kevin Rustici and Tyler White, or Dear Rochester, Retire Well with Dave Polsini. There's all these great podcasts coming from Rochester, New York. I want to restream them. I want to replay them. I want them to come and be broadcasted to a larger audience. So the final show is Local Hits, where I just replay local hits. I'll probably be on some of those replays, you know, more of me, but I replay some of those local hits. So I have a whole schedule I'm setting up. Check out Rochester Business Connections to get that schedule. But I took Rochester Business Connections, long answer short, I took Rochester Business Connections, I added the word network to it. So it's the Rochester Business Connections Network. And rather one show with all these little bits and pieces, we actually have 5 separate shows on one network. So you can subscribe to one stream and get 5 interconnected shows all in one stream. And honestly, Andrew, I don't know anyone who's doing this. So I think, I guess maybe I am a genius. So we discovered something cool today.
I think so. And when you mentioned the idea to me, I was like, oh my goodness, that's brilliant. Because it works well for everybody, right? It works well for the other podcasters that you're bringing in. It works well for you. You're building a bigger platform. And it works well for all of your audience because they get exposed to different thoughts and different ideas and different thought leaders that can help them grow in their personal or business life. I think that's fantastic. Now, you mentioned the idea that people should contact you if they want to be on like a 5 Minute Friday or maybe even for an interview. What's a great way to contact you, get a hold of you?
Easiest ways, ben@balbertmarketing.com. That's ben@balbertmarketing.com. Or connect with me on LinkedIn. If you don't mind, just put that in the show notes, but it's literally just the linkedin.com/balbertmarketing. I don't know if there's anything fancy in it. I think it's just linkedin.com/balbertmarketing. And dude, I treat LinkedIn like old school Facebook. I treat it like MySpace. I'm like a kid on there, man. I spend all my time on LinkedIn. I respond to all messages, even when they're just canned sales pitches. I respond like, hi, are you a robot? So I will respond. I literally, someone sent me like, are you having these problems? And they listed 7 problems. And if you are having these problems, let me know because I have a solution. And I said, it wasn't Andrew, but I'm like, hi, Andrew, is this a robot responding? Because if this is you sending this message, I have some advice for you. So I like kind of sales pitched him that like, you're doing this the wrong way. Like, I'm okay with you mass messaging me, but do a good job or else I'm going to puke. I'm on a rant. The whole point is that if you message me on LinkedIn, we can connect and I'll start a conversation. So that's probably the best place to go.
Perfect. Now, Ben, you've got a marketing company which bears a striking resemblance to your actual name. And it's odd how that just happened. I want to hear a little bit about your starting story. How did you get started with Balbert Marketing? What was your eureka moment? You know, what's your like, I have to do this?
The start was when one of my good friends said, Ben, no one even calls you Balbert. Nobody even calls you Balbert. So I immediately got rejected from the start. But I was in a very corporate level sales executive role. I was selling marketing products, but I wasn't really as hands-on. But I'm the kind of guy that wants to know everything. I mean, I'm reading a book every morning before, as soon as I get up and as soon as I go to bed, I'm reading. I'm listening to podcasts all the time. I'm watching like YouTube how-to videos as I eat my lunch. Like if anything, I need to slow down a little bit sometimes.